This is VOA News. We have a remote. I'm Lisa Melton.
U.S. President Donald Trump campaigned in Nevada on Sunday as his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, stumped in North Carolina. Both candidates are courting swing states as the final presidential debate looms later this week. At least 27.7 million Americans have already cast ballots, either by mail or in person, ahead of the November 3rd election. That's according to the U.S. Elections Project at the University of Florida. The record-shattering figure is driven in part by concerns about crowds at polling sites on Election Day amid the coronavirus pandemic. In North Carolina, where 20% of the state's registered voters had voted by Sunday morning, Biden urged residents to cast ballots as soon as possible to keep up the momentum. He also noted that the rate of new coronavirus cases across the country has risen to the highest level in 3 months. And he criticized President Trump for saying over the weekend that the United States had, quote, turned the corner on the pandemic. Mr. Trump was spending his Sunday in Nevada, a state he narrowly lost in 2016. Early in-person voting in Nevada began on Saturday. The president's campaign manager, Tim Murtaugh, has said Mr. Trump will campaign every day leading up to Thursday's debate in Florida, including stops in the battleground states of Arizona and North Carolina. Israel and Bahrain on Sunday agreed to establish formal diplomatic relations. The agreement makes Bahrain the fourth Arab state to normalize ties with Israel. This clears the way for the establishment of embassies and ambassadors between the two nations. Israel's agreements with the UAE and Bahrain have marked diplomatic victories for the Trump administration and for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but they've been condemned by the Palestinian territories. VOA News.